Civics, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. $30,000. It's what Delta Airlines says it's offering passengers on Monday's flight that crash-landed in Toronto. A spokesperson for the company says the Delta Care team is telling passengers that, quote, this gesture has no strings attached and does not affect rights. Alan Adamson is with Metaphors, a brand and marketing consulting firm.
The $30,000 proactive compensation really shows it takes customer care really seriously. In a crisis, if people are unhappy, they're going to jump right on social media, and this may mitigate it.
And Delta just says the plane has now been removed from that runway. More than 6,000 Internal Revenue Service employees are expected to be terminated by the end of this week. That's according to a source familiar with the agency's plans. CBS's Stacey Lynn says this comes after the USDA fired a host of staffers working on the bird flu, and now they want them back.
The USDA is among multiple agencies that have faced mass firings and says it's now trying to rescind termination letters for some employees who worked on the government's response to the bird flu. In a statement to CBS News, the USDA said, "We are working to swiftly rectify the situation."
It's called congestion pricing, and it began last month in New York City, a toll of at least $9 to drive through Midtown Manhattan. Now, President Trump says he's ending it. It was started by New York's Governor Kathy Hochul. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has a message for her.
The New York taxpayer funded those streets. And the way the governor set this up is, she said, even though you already paid for these streets, you can't use those streets unless you pay an additional toll. Well, if I'm the taxpayer, I'm like, I already paid for the street.
The MTA has filed a lawsuit challenging the order. The toll will stay in effect for now. An extreme cold warning remains in effect for much of the country. In some parts of Texas, it feels like negative 10, and a record cold is expected tomorrow.
The good news, there's been nothing more than a dusting of snow throughout much of the state. Mostly just frigid temperatures and 35-mile-an-hour gusts.
Too much cold. Never feeling something like this.
Just bundling up, having fires at the house, and eating chili for dinner.
I've gotten all over and had some health issues, and I'm not surviving this very well.
So far, so good for the state's power grid. But the Electric Reliability Council of Texas has issued a weather watch, with supply and demand getting tight this evening. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Apple has just released a sleeker and more expensive version of its lowest-priced iPhone. It's the iPhone 16e. The previous bargain bin models were called the iPhone SE, starting price of $600 for these, which is a 40% increase from the last iPhone SE. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Another win for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the 11th-ranked Badgers over Illinois at the Kohl Center, 95-74. Head coach Greg Gard on his guys drawing fouls and converting to points at the free throw line.
Obviously, 13 free throws. It seemed like there was more. We shot 77%. Felt like we shot 50, but only two turnovers the second half. That was important. Thought we got a little loose, a little sloppy the first half. You know, this team just gets better as games go on. They figure out opponents, and fun team to coach.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominating Seton Hall 80-56. Cam Jones with 14 points. NFL, Jordan Love with an Instagram post with fiance Ronica Stone saying the Pack will bounce back next season. Would he like to see a veteran receiver added to the team?
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a competitor. It doesn't matter who we got, you know what I mean? That's the beauty of the game, is you got a new draft class coming in, so you got to find ways with the guys you have in that building. If we add a guy, we add a guy. If we don't, we don't. So we'll see.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Director Peter Bogdanovich's final film has been remastered and will be released digitally by Lionsgate. The film Squirrels to Nuts was originally released under its first title, She's Funny That Way, in 2014. The acclaimed director passed away in 2022. In reality TV stars talking just to talk news, Bethany Frankel weighed in on Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, making light of their legal issues with director Justin Baldoni, who is also Lively's co-star in It Ends With Us. Frankel, one of the real fake TV housewives of New York City, said joking about the lawsuits on Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary was nothing short of genius, calling it the zeitgeist, a bullseye. She added that the only way to weather a storm is to go right through it. while also acknowledging that the storm might have actually been caused by Lively and Reynolds in the first place, admitting that no one knows what happened. Let this be a lesson to you youngsters out there. Always make social media posts before you day drink. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, maybe a flurry or two tonight. Cold lows of 0 to 5 below. Wind chills in the teens below. A slow clearing as we look into tomorrow and warming up. Highs into the low 20s and mid-20s on Friday. Currently, it's 4.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll talk to members of the legislature's Black Caucus, including State Senator Dora Drake, about President Trump's work to diminish Black history.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy midweek. Donald Trump just called Vladimir Zelensky a dictator and lied about how much money we've sent to Ukraine. It looks like Putin is about to win. This is breathtaking. Does Putin own Trump? I believe so. I've got a lengthy piece detailing all of the links over at HartmanReport.com today. We'll talk about that in the second hour of the program. Also, Michael Tomasky, the publisher or the editor-in-chief, I believe is his title, of The New Republic, which publishes my work from time to time, is going to be with us to talk about the United States actually joining an international fascist network of fascist countries and political parties under Trump. Also, critics warn that Trump's latest order should concern you more than any so far. And Newsweek is alerting people on Social Security to be ready that there may be benefit failures as a result of Elon Musk laying off people at the Social Security Administration. So a lot to talk about there. In our third hour, Dean Obidala is going to drop by. Did Donald Trump end the federal investigations into Musk? Sure looks like it. He's got a FOIA filing going on. And a federal prosecutor in D.C. resigned yesterday after declining a request from Trump to freeze the assets of a company that was providing, green services, as it were, to the federal government. They're now trying to reach into our checking accounts and freeze our money? Seriously? We'll talk about all those things. But in our first hour, Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the entire hour, taking your calls at 202-808-9925. He represents the 2nd District of Wisconsin. He's a current member and the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He's the co-founder and co-chair of the Labor Caucus and the chair of the Congressional Equality Caucus. Pocan.house.gov is his website and also his Blue Sky whatever you call it, title, label, handle. And Congressman, welcome back to the program. It's always good having you with us. I'm curious your take on Donald Trump unilaterally surrendering Ukraine to Russia. What the hell is going on here, sir?
You know, it's not even a daily or sometimes even an hourly occurrence of something that Donald Trump does that doesn't make sense. And this is one more of those. You know, to do what he's doing is giving, first of all, he's caving in to Russia, which is not exactly, the friendliest country to the United States. Second, he's telling Europe that, you know, we may not be there should you be ever in trouble. And I think he's, you know, really bargaining from a position of weakness right now. But it's on top of all the other stuff. I literally just left a press conference we had over at the state capitol in Madison, Wisconsin, with, literally dozens and dozens of Democratic state legislators who are all talking about, you know, all the cuts that are happening as well, or potential cuts through this reconciliation bill that now they've said we're going to take up in the House next week. So there's just so much happening. I think the most important thing, though, Tom, and I'm going to stress this, and I'll probably say it too many times during the program today, this is most everything that Donald Trump's been doing, especially around the reconciliation bill and the cuts, is all about a giant transfer of wealth from the middle class and those aspiring to be to the wealthiest through the tax cut, the $4.5 trillion minimum that they need for the next 10 years. So the $1.5 trillion in cuts that are going to affect Medicaid and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program and school funding and so much more veterans programs, that's a part of it. But this is a giant transfer of wealth that it's been their goal all the time. It's not about waste, fraud, and abuse. And I just think we got to repeat that over and over and over again so that people really understand.
I get that, but I believe it's something much greater than that. Elon Musk started visiting Russia right after Putin became president. He first went in 2001, then he went back in 2002. Jim Stewartson's got over at mind-war.com has all the contacts. He's been talking to Putin for the last couple of years. He's interrupted Starlink service to Ukraine on behalf of Putin. He reached out. Putin asked him to not offer Starlink to Taiwan as a favor to President Xi. Apparently, he has acceded to that. And now he is taking apart the American government. I could see Vladimir Putin, if he owns Donald Trump, and I believe he does, not only saying, I'm going to keep Ukraine and screw you, and you're going to pull out of Europe because that's next on my menu, but also saying to Donald Trump, you know, these Democrats, they're just laughing at you. They're spending all this money. They're doing all this stuff. Your government is all bloated. I mean, you know, why don't you have my friend Elon Musk come in and just destroy the American government? It looks to me like our country is under assault, like this is war. And the war is being waged against us by Elon Musk, Donald Trump, and Vladimir Putin. What say you, sir?
Yeah, I definitely think there is, this is the wealthiest in this country trying to get their, what they think is their share, right? They're fighting to get this tax cut that'll, you know, it's 10 years worth of tax cuts. This is huge money to Elon Musk. And why do you think he does this with Russia or China, right? It's all about money. This is for him to enrich himself. But, you know, we watch Mark Zuckerberg roll over and get his belly rubbed. We're watching Jeff Bezos do a lot of things like that as well. This is about the wealthiest ripping off, a Republican ripoff of taxpayers to get programs that help the middle class and those aspiring to be in the middle class and directly transfers that wealth to the wealthiest. So that's what reconciliation's about. But it's, you know, the fraud is that it's about waste, fraud, and abuse. I mean, in reality, it's about getting this money so that they can profit off of it. And Elon Musk will use whoever to do that. And I'm sure Vladimir Putin is certainly willing to use Donald Trump also to his goals. At the end of the day, the buffoon, the person who is not getting it all, but will at least get a tax cut out of it, is Donald Trump.
Yeah, no, I get all that. But J.D. Vance is a follower of Curtis Yarvin. Curtis Yarvin has, apparently, as is Musk. I can't confirm that, but Yarvin is like the guru to a lot of these tech bros, these billionaire tech bros. And his position is that democracy has failed. The democracy is a failed system. The democracy needs to be abandoned, that we need to have a technocracy, that we should replace most of our government institutions with AI programs that will decide who appropriately gets Social Security, how much Medicare gets paid out, all these other things. It looks to me like that's what they're executing. Let's destroy America. Let's tear down this democratic system. Let's replace it with something that is far more autocratic. Trump is also pursuing the same plans that both Putin and Orban did when they first came into power, Orban in 2010 and Putin in 2001, which is, you know, suing the media, trying to put the media out of business, intimidating the media. Now you've got the head of the FCC, Brennan Carr, is opening an investigation, maybe even a criminal investigation into NPR, for God's sake. I mean, these people are playing for keeps. They are trying to destroy our country, Congressman.
Yeah, and the good news, and there is some good news, is that we do have a legal system that right now is helping to push back. But, you know, elections have consequences, right? We don't have the House. We don't have the Senate. We don't have the executive branch. So we need that litigation. We need the groups that are doing that litigation. And then we need to get this information out there, Tom. And, you know, that's why we just talked with people who, you know, receive Medicaid and what they're worried about. It means if someone who's with a disability can't live in their home, the quality of life. We just talked to a veteran who's seeing the firings at the VA hospital across the country. And, you know, we just did the PACT Act so that more veterans could get health care. We are already have a staff shortage. And if you take away more people, more veterans will bluntly die if they don't have access to health care. We just had a teacher talking about the cuts to Title I and IDEA funding, because there's, I think, a $330 billion cut out of the reconciliation bill targeted towards the Department of Education. Well, not only does that mean fewer teachers and bigger class sizes, but it means a shift to local property taxes. So now you're going to get screwed by your local taxes. You're going to pay more so that these wealthy folks get the tax break as well. There's a lot that we need to address on this, but I think really keeping, for me, I think that you're keeping it to the to what they're up to with this tax cut, because it is so imminent. Next week is likely a vote in the House on reconciliation, I think, is what we need people. While members are home this week, you know, they need to hear from people who live in their district about this.
I prefer calling it treason, frankly. I think they are destroying this country that our founders had this vision for of a democratic republic. I get what you're saying, but and Trump just filed a motion this morning or yesterday afternoon, I guess, with a federal judge saying, this is the judge, forgive me, I'm forgetting his name, who said you must put funding to USAID and National Institutes of Health back into place. And Trump just said, no, we're going to ignore your order.
That's in a filing. Yeah, and that's one of the biggest...
destroying the American government.
Yeah, is dealing with that. No question. However, I truly believe fundamentally this is about oligarchs wanting to get richer, the richest in this country. And that's what Donald Trump's always been about. It's always been about himself and his family and the people who can afford to go to Mar-a-Lago. Elon Musk clearly is just someone who wants to enrich himself. I don't want to keep my eye off of that prize.
No, I get that. And then Putin made himself the richest man in the world. I mean, he built a billion-dollar Dacha down in,
You can do it, right, in government. And Donald Trump is trying to continue that process. But at the same time, when this reconciliation bill moves, and if we really see this level of cuts coming through, by the time the average Republican who voted for Trump, who didn't expect this, realizes that they've been on the menu the whole time, it's going to be too late. So for me, what I've got to do is get members to hear from constituents now.
Yeah, I get it. It's 16 minutes past the, almost 17 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us here for the hour, the former chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, Chair Emeritus. And he will be taking your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us. You can find his website at pocan.house.gov. You can find him over on Blue Sky at the same, pocan.house.gov. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Stick around. Congressman Mark Pocan will be taking your calls in just a second.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
This is the Chef of Love, Chef Gennard, TV host and restaurateur. My grandparents harvested their land to sell food and shared its overflowing bounty with our community. Grandma said, for every yam we pick, we give one away. In the world they cultivated, I love preparing and eating dinner with my family on Sundays. When our resources changed, food assistance programs sustained us. They gave me fuel to start my first culinary business at 16 years old and inspiration to donate the extra food in my community. Through my life, I've developed an appetite to work with others to ensure everyone has access to the nutritious food we need to thrive. Together, we can help end hunger. Come on, join the movement with Feeding America by volunteering, donating, and advocating. Learn more at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. CB Distillery's Stock Up Sale is officially live. Save up to 40% on everything. If you're struggling to sleep, dealing with daily stress, or need relief after a tough workout, you have to check out CB Distillery. They've got natural, plant-based solutions for just about everything. This isn't the low-quality stuff you find at the drugstore. This is premium CBD people swear by. I know a lot of you love CB Distillery's sleep products. Personally, that's what I'm stocking up on with this sale. They make it so easy to find exactly what you need. You can shop by benefit, you know, sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after workouts. They even have solutions for pets. Whether CB Distillery is already part of your routine or you've been curious about trying CBD, now's the time to stock up and save up to 40% off. Discover the healing benefits of CBD and save up to 40% on everything. Visit cbdistillery.com and enter the code VIP. That's cbdistillery.com and the code is VIP, cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan is on the line with us, taking your calls. Joe in Cupertino, California. You are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Tom, thank you. I registered for, what is that, 51 yesterday. It was a very good idea.
Oh, great.
March 15th, is that the date, if I'm not mistaken? Congressman Pocan, it was a pleasure to speak with you. I don't often speak with you. I'm low-con as my congressman, but you sit on appropriations, and I wanted to know if you were aware of this letter that was sent by Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Rosa DeLauro about Keith Hegseth's housing arrangement. Are you aware of that?
About which head? I think I'm on the letter, actually, because I think Rosa DeLauro is the chair of the Appropriations Committee, but I missed the words you said.
Okay, well, you know, when he's asked...
It's about Pete Hegseth's housing, Congressman.
Yes. And apparently, you know, found a place with 4,000 square foot a flag officer's house that apparently it wasn't in the budget, but it's requiring like $137,000 worth of repair work. And he wants it to be painted before he moves in, or apparently. But you have a letter that she wrote dated the 30th or the 7th, I'm sorry, February, that he's supposed to respond back to you by the 21st of this month as to why he requires government housing and why does he have to live in this house. And he was supposed to tell us, you know, if that's, if he's going to pay rent. He's making $246,400 a year. I just wanted to point out, though, that in September of 23, Marjorie Taylor Greene wanted to cut the defense secretary's pay to a dollar. And she did it again in June of 24. Yeah. So, I mean,
Joe, let's get the congressman's response here.
Yeah, Joe, so I hear what you're saying. So Rosa DeLauro is the chair, the ranking Democrat, I'm sorry, of the Appropriations Committee was the chair. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz is the ranking member of the MILCON Military Veterans Construction Subcommittee. So I think that's why they did the letter. And we are doing lots of letters like that to get the information. I think it was just those two on that particular letter. I know there's a few others that we've also sent. Quite honestly, there's a lot of letters flying. There's a lot of litigation flying, you know. We're trying to get the information where we can and fight back. But litigation, honestly, is going to be and has been so far our best friend on things. With letters, we could try to get information, but we're not directly in charge. And if they ignore letters, just bluntly, there's not a lot of recourse until they come before a committee, and then we can try to ask it in person.
Michael in Gainesville, Florida, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan. We have just about a minute, Michael, so please, a quick one.
Okay, real quick. Representative Pocan, you are in one of three states that has it written into its U.S. state constitution, the obligation of happiness. That's Wisconsin, Virginia, and Massachusetts. And the reason that's important, because no child is happy making an S, a D, or a C. And you may not be aware of it, Tom, there is. But every child that is biologically and physically able to read and learn all the science, math, and history expected of an A student should be able to. And it's our responsibility in those three states.
So, Michael, your question?
The state constitution. The question is, will you back that state constitution?
Perhaps? Thank you.
Yeah. If I was in the state legislature, I would do everything I can to do exactly what you're saying. I think we're trying to do that by fighting back on the cuts on Department of Education, where they really want to get rid of the department completely, Tom. And then, of course, Medicaid, which is part of
it. Yeah, I get it. 26 minutes past the hour, 27 minutes now. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls. It's Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman program. One of our favorite days of the week. We'll be right back with on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour with more of your calls for Representative Mark Pocan. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where despair is not an option. We'll be right back with your calls for Congressman Pocan. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation, code Tom.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief, Delta Airlines is offering $30,000 to passengers who are aboard a flight from Minneapolis that crashed and flipped upside down. Alan Adamson is a brand consultant for Metaphors who says it's a smart move.
I think it's incredibly unusual. It takes a proactive stance on their reputation rather than a reactive waiting for people to complain online, waiting for them to perhaps lose a lawsuit on the issue.
The Trump administration moved to put a stop to New York City's congestion pricing, which was imposing a $9 toll on passenger cars. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy spoke with CBS's Chris Van Cleve, criticizing Governor Hochul's congestion pricing
plan.
Maybe
the question is, why did you set it at $9? What was the purpose of setting a $9 toll? If it's not for congestion, was it to raise money for public transportation?
It's cold in states where it's supposed to be warm. Residents like Heather Curley in San Angelo, Texas, isn't quite sure how to adjust.
Last week we were wearing shorts and we don't know how to dress for this weather. So no, I don't think
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The third season of White Lotus has dropped on Max, and the HBO show has created some controversy thanks to nitpicky social media followers always looking for something to overanalyze. Every season has a new cast, location, and theme music. Season 2's theme music was so popular, it played in nightclubs across Europe. Season 3's theme music has not been well received. Great thing to stress over in this day and age. If you haven't seen White Lotus yet, give it a chance. Saturday Night Live kicks off a new 50 years in March. March hosts will include comedian Shane Gillis and Lady Gaga. Neither are strangers to the SNL stage. Gillis will host the show for the second time on March 1st. The musical act will be Tate McRae. Gaga will wear hosting and musical hats as she covers both roles on March 8th. Gaga has hosted the show before and performed as the musical guest 4 times previously. Wonder if they'll be invited to the 100th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Another win for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the 11th-ranked Badgers over Illinois at the Kohl Center, 95-74. Head coach Greg Gard on his guys drawing fouls and converting to points at the free throw line.
Obviously, 13 free throws. It seemed like there was more. We shot 77%. Felt like we shot 50, but only 2 turnovers the second half. That was important. Thought we got a little loose, a little sloppy the first half. And this team just gets better as games go on. They figure out opponents and fun team to coach.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominating Seton Hall 80-56. Cam Jones with 14 points. NFL, Jordan Love with an Instagram post with fiance Ronica Stone saying the Pack will bounce back next season. Would he like to see a veteran receiver added to the team?
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a competitor. It doesn't matter who we got, you know what I mean? That's the beauty of the game is you got a new draft class coming in, so you got to find ways with the guys you have in that building. If we add a guy, we add a guy. If we don't, we don't. So we'll see.
That's Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for the overnight as temperatures drop to near 0 to 5 below. Our winds will be light out of the northwest. On Thursday, mostly sunny skies and wind chills in the morning between 5 and 15 below. Highs in the lower 20s. Right now, it's 4.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Joining the revolution this week, we've got WISDEM's chairman, Ben Wickler. Be sure to tune in.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This woman, Pramila Jayapal, who I've known since right after 9/11. But anyway,
she's going to be on the program tomorrow, Roger, FYI.
She's on tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah, I just
All right,
learned.
Good. So. Okay, I can ask her, too, if the congressman can't immediately find the answer. Anyway, since lower courts are trying to stop this shock and awe, I'm wondering, one of two suggestions, questions, rather. Do you recommend that we non-lawyers find a 504 organization, lobbying organization, to file an amicus brief with the district or appeals courts? And two, when are you in Congress going to get these articles of impeachment going? So if you could answer either or both, that'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah, I can answer the first part probably a little more constructively, which would be my recommendation to folks is two things, that if this is a strategy of litigation and communication. So supporting the groups that are doing the lawsuits is really important. I don't know if individual amicus briefs are the best, but I think asking the groups that are doing the lawsuits, and there are many of them right now, but on the areas that you're most concerned, that's really important, because that is the work, the courts that are able to stop things that we can't right now legislatively, being in the minority. So I think that's important. And then communication, you know, getting, circulating the information out there, because I'll tell you, these MAGA folks, what's most troubling to me, Tom, is I read, and I shouldn't, some of the comments on social media, and they are the most uninformed people I have ever heard, because they just take whatever they hear from Elon Musk or Donald Trump or whatever conservative source, and they believe it. But, you know, we've proven that, you know, the Doge Commission is putting classified data on their website because they don't have the brains to know what that even means. They're saying they saved $8 billion on something, and it's really $8 million, and actually $2.5 million spent, so maybe it's $5.5 million. They don't know what they're doing because they don't understand the federal government. We need to get this information out, but most importantly is that this is all to steal money from the middle class and those aspiring to be in the middle class and giving it to Elon Musk and Donald Trump and people who belong to Mar-a-Lago. So the more we can recirculate that information, eventually Republicans who aren't the most heavy Kool-Aid drinkers will realize that they're being screwed over by these policies, but it'll probably be too late after they've passed this tax cut. So we need to get the information out now.
Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes, hello. Thank you. I agree with Tom wholeheartedly that this problem is bigger than we realize with this takeover of democracy. And I'm afraid with Ukraine, this is an example of it where everybody can watch. In 94, Clinton convinced Ukraine and others to give up their nukes, biggest mistake they could have made. And then they try to crawl out from under this agreement we had, calling an agreement. Well, we didn't really, like, it's not bonded. I mean, are you serious? And also, American, the UK pushed, really, by agreement, Ukraine to go ahead and fight this war. They had other options, but they went with America, and they've been burned twice. I'm surprised they'll even consider us as
So what's your question, Diane, for Congressman Pocan?
My question is, why aren't more of these politicians standing up for Ukraine? I watch the media. I'm into it a lot. I'm retired. I can spend the time. And I am not seeing politicians standing up. They want us to go in the streets and protest, but you don't see them even getting in front of a camera. And it's just very frustrating, and it's just...
Yeah, let's get his response, Diane.
They get a paycheck, they should earn it.
Got it. Thank you.
Yeah, Diane, so this is kind of a perpetual thing, and I tell you, it gets frustrating because people are doing that. There have been special orders or people talking on the floor of Congress about these issues. But if you don't see it in the mass media or through now social media, it didn't happen, right? And that's part of the problem. But I want to say in the absolute strongest terms I can possibly say, in 1 week, the House is determined to vote on the reconciliation bill. And we have to really keep that focus. If anyone doesn't in the next 24 hours use the number that Tom will probably give you right after I finish talking and call your member of the House and the Senate and tell them not to support the reconciliation bill, we're going to do ourselves a disservice. Because if they start advancing this, and don't forget, March 14th is a government shutdown deadline, they're going to be able to do one of the largest transfers of wealth in the American history from the middle class and those aspiring to be in the middle class. So next week is the vote. We can do more than one thing at once, right? And people are talking about Ukraine, and I'm glad we're continuing to talk about this, especially with the bravado of Vladimir Putin right now. But there's an actual vote next week, because we don't schedule things, Republicans do, on the reconciliation bill. And that call has to happen today. And better yet, if you're a member of Congress is doing a town hall, show up. Do whatever you can to make sure that you're getting in their face, especially the Republicans that are the most likely to vote this bill. I don't think a Democrat will vote for it.
Yeah, and the number to call Congress is 202-224-3121. Kathy in Madison, Wisconsin, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Greetings, Jen. Thank you for taking my call. Mark, thank you for being such a wonderful advocate for our district. We just love you here, as you know. I was wondering if you guys have thought of getting up with the labor unions to back you up and engage in a little industrial sabotage. And I don't want anybody to freak out about this. I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking about perhaps some very well targeted, random, unpredictable work stoppages. And let me tell you, there is a lot of union people that would engage in such things and would particularly be targeting the people that are supporting the politicians that are here to rip our country apart. That's one thing. People, I run a little social media thing, and I'm telling you, people are very frustrated. They don't see the Democrats really coming out and doing, you know, what they talked about in Pulp Fiction about getting medieval on your ass. So, you know, think of things like that. There's wonderful people in the labor movement. They know how to talk to working people.
Let's get the Congressman's response.
They can do some really great things.
Thank you. What happened? Did we just hit a break? Why am I hearing it? Yeah. Well, okay, we're in a break. our equipment just freaked out. Hang on. We're not in the break? Okay. All right, Congressman, we're just going to ignore that music. Congressman, you want to respond to her question?
Sure. Well, first of all, Kathy, thank you for being a constituent and for calling in today. You know, I actually think there's something, and I'm really looking to a lot of the federal unions because they're obviously looking at what legality of anything they do could be. But, you know, I've seen a national union leader who I really respect pose the idea of a wildcat strike the day that we could have a shutdown. Because Donald Trump, I think, out of pure drama, will want a shutdown. In my gut, that's what I think he's going to
do.
Oh,
he had the longest shutdown in history when he was president last time, and he loved it.
And, you know, Celebrity Apprentice, right? He loves it. It's drama, right? He thinks it makes a point. But if you actually shut down the federal government, not just the non-essential, so to speak, parts of it, but everything, people would feel the crunch. And he's hoping they won't, because a lot of those people have to work even when there is a shutdown. So, you know, I'm not advocating directly for it, but I am very intrigued by hopefully the unions are looking at this. And if they really want to show this guy to be the charlatan he is, There may be a way to, by showing how much the federal government really does impact your life, not just all the things we're talking about, cuts, but, you know, very basic services. If the American people can't get that help, it might just prove Donald Trump to be the big liar that he is.
Joni in Red Bluff, California, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, Congressman. I wanted to bring to light the three candidates that are running for the special election. And I was wondering how Congress is helping these candidates and how can Americans help these three candidates. And if I could say their names, is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Shoot, now I have it on my phone. There's Josh Wheel, and he's Florida District 6. That's on April 1st. Gay Valamont, and that's Matt Gaetz's position. That is on April 1st. And Blake Gendenbein, and that's November 4th in New York.
Gay will be on our program on Friday, by the way. Congressman?
Yeah, well, Jeannie, thank you for doing that because I'm in my federal office and I can't say vote for or vote against. So you mentioned the candidates that are out there. I think, you know, what people can do is support any candidate they support from any party. But I can't be more specific than that. But clearly, elections have consequences. We're living through the absolute living example of that statement. So thank you for calling and stating what you stated.
Congressman Mark Pocan is with us. It's the it's Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman program. And, yeah, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Okay, our automation system seems to have a crash. But it's all good. We can continue.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Every story matters. And the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and food trucks is just a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cast on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manner is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It might be cold outside, but we're back on the road to find out what makes Wisconsin great, including the American Burr Combiner.
Road trip!
It's the best ski race in the world. I'm Todd Alba. I'm taking you to the Burr Combiner and what it means for the state.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
Join us from Hayward, Wisconsin.
A special Todd Alba show Thursday and Friday.
At noon on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman.
Make my check it out. Mic hot.
Oh, it is. Okay, great. Congressman, I'm sorry. Our hardware problem here is continuing, but we're still on the air, so all is good. We just don't have a nice little music to bring you back in. Linda in Curtis, Washington, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan. Linda?
I'm actually in Buckley.
Okay. I'll fix that. So what's your question?
Well, I have a question about a video I saw with Mark Pocan. Ro Khanna. Where he was explaining why he wasn't going to invalidate Trump's election. And he said it was because of the will of the people. So my question is, does Pocan think that Trump was a normal candidate, and is he a normal president?
Thank you. Congressman?
Right, but he's anything but normal, right? This guy is breaking every precedent of any president, being a leader of a country and not just worrying about himself. I mean, Donald Trump is a narcissist. He wants to enrich himself and empower himself. He wants to be an authoritarian leader. He's empowering other authoritarians around the world because he likes that style of leadership. And at the end of the day, he's going to steal money and rip off the American people, the middle class, and those who are poorest in order to enrich himself and Elon Musk and other people like him. So is that normal? I would hope not. Anything but.
Yeah. Diane in Atlanta, Georgia, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, Tom and Rep Pocan. Yes, I was just going to mention that is a good idea about the labor groups being there on protests. When I went there on Monday, now that that was brought up, I saw no labor at all. And last time I protested was years ago in the 90s, and every time any issue, they would always be there. And I can't blame that black man for being angry right now. I can't blame him at all. Not all white people. I know he doesn't want to hear that. I'm not even talking to my family right now. My husband's not really talking to his much. And that's no boo-hoo for me. You know, it is what it is. But, you know, there are other people that will fight with you. I plan on protesting again down at the Capitol
So, Diane, forgive me for, you know, but we have limited time. So your question is, can Democrats get labor more involved in protests, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Congressman?
Yeah, Diane, I'll tell you, this happens to be one of the things I'm very concerned about as well, because there has not been the national marches that we had the last time Donald Trump was elected. We had the National Women's March, over 200 locations. I think we had 20,000 plus people in the winter in Madison, Wisconsin for the rally. And so far, the only protests have been kind of pop-up ones with very little organization and with hundreds of people, maybe up to 1,000 showing up in Madison. And that, I don't think, sends the same message as when we have those big national ones that everyone participates in. These pop-up ones, we've actually had to make calls one time to figure out who even was putting it together, because we couldn't figure that out easily, and that's a problem. So I would hope that some of the national groups that have the most people across the country, Indivisible, Move On, and others, can figure out how to have a day of a national protest to really that everyone can participate in, so that we have tens of thousands of people in Madison, Wisconsin, and hundreds of cities across the country on the same day doing the same thing. But right now we haven't had that yet, and I do think that's lacking, and we need it sooner than later.
Yeah, you're familiar with indivisible.org. Are you familiar with 5050.one?
I am not personally.
This is the group that organized all the big protests on Monday, and their website is 5050, FIFTY.ONE, and it's 50 states, 50 state capitals, one day. And I think that they have another giant national protest scheduled for March, maybe March 15th. But
Weekend would be really good, right, when everyone can come, because those are when we get tens of thousands of people. And I got to tell you, the visual, at least for Madison, Wisconsin, having 400 or 1,000, I think, which were the last two rallies that they had here in this administration, looked very different than 20,000 people.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Dennis in Lonsdale, Minnesota. We have about a minute. You got a quick question, Dennis, please? Very, very brief.
Yes, I do. Thanks for having me on. I have a lot of relatives that live on Social Security alone, and they're staying up at night wondering if they're going to be able to get a check, and what would they do if they don't get it?
Yeah, and Dennis, that's a very good question, because as you start to downsize these administrations, and as DOGE has proved, they have fired multiple groups of people that they didn't mean to. They fired people who work on nuclear missiles, and they didn't mean to, they said. They fired people who are doing research on avian flu, and they said they didn't mean to. Maybe just don't do things until you know what you're doing, and that's the problem. But they could do things, especially with a government shutdown potentially, that could affect checks when they come out and other timing of things. And that has real life impacts on people. But, you know, Donald Trump and Elon Musk don't care if they don't get a check, because they've got plenty in savings to get by. That's why we have to speak out and fight back. And we have to be heard, especially Republican representatives in Congress and the Senate need to hear from their constituents in this week, because next week could be a vote in the House already.
So in your opinion, calling 202-224-3121 and speaking specifically to your Republican representatives is a critical thing right now.
Absolutely, and leaving the message if you can't talk directly.
There you go. Congressman, thanks so much. It's always a pleasure having you on. We look forward to this. Thank you so much for dropping by.
Yeah, thank you, Tom, as always. Appreciate it.
Yeah. We're hitting the top of the hour. On the other side of the break, Michael Tomasky with the New Republic will be with us, and after that, my daily take, so stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
Trump declares himself king, and Missouri says that it will monitor women's pregnancy. Me and my guest co-host Tom Paulswitz dive right in at 2 o'clock.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Blue Monday has been a thing ever since a British psychologist came up with it 20 years ago.
Today is a day to rewrite the lyrics to Blue Christmas.
Yes, yes.
I'll have a Blue Monday when it's cold.
Nice, nice. That is my new favorite thing.
Yes.
Right there. That was awesome.
See you in the bumpers.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. President Trump continued his war of words with Volodymyr Zelensky, going after the Ukrainian leader on social media and in a speech in Miami.
Biden never tried. Europe has failed to bring peace, and Zelensky probably wants to keep the gravy train going.
Trump also criticized Zelensky for not holding elections, saying on Truth Social, quote, a dictator without elections. Zelensky better move fast or he is not going to have a country left. CBS News senior foreign correspondent Elizabeth Palmer has more.
Well, normally they would have had elections last spring, but the country's been under martial law, obviously, because there's a war on, and it would have been impossible to hold elections under the circumstances. Zelensky has said, yes, there will be elections as soon as it's possible, but he personally has not confirmed that he would run again.
More than 6,000 IRS workers are expected to be fired,